Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 11th day of the month of Kislev. Today's program is generously sponsored anonymously in merit of a refuah shlema for Herschel Ben Golda, who had surgery yesterday, wishing him a quick, easy, painless recovery. Refuah shlema, and thank you so much for your generosity for sponsoring the call. For those, please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Chama Devorah, Itzach Betzalel Ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal, they and all in need have a refuah shlema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily, please, be returned home today to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ben Keen of Congregation Beth Abraham Jacob in Albany, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, to be followed by Rabbi Keen fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafaz, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as translated into English, and then Rabbi Keen will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach of Chulim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity, the time to enter, share the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Additionally, to sponsor the program, we greatly appreciate everyone's support. To do so, you can do it at ou.org/call, ou.org/call, and we greatly appreciate your generosity. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Keen.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for inviting me back to this call, and thank you to everyone for tuning in. I want to speak to you this afternoon about Sefer Kohelet, the book of Ecclesiastes. There are a number of enigmatic statements by Chazal, by the rabbis of our Mishnah and Talmud, which state that the rabbis sought to, either conceal or decanonize Sefer Kohelet, seemingly because of, the difficult messages that appear frequently in the book. One reason that is explicitly cited is that Sefer Kohelet appears to contain a number of difficult contradictions. I want to speak about one of the contradictions which is highlighted in Sefer Kohelet. In the second chapter of Kohelet, Ecclesiastes, the author of Kohelet, traditionally associated with Shlomo HaMelech, Solomon, says, "Ulatimcha mazo osa." What does joy do? What is the purpose for simcha, for joy? But later on in Sefer Kohelet, at the end of chapter 8, Kohelet says, "Vishibachti ani et simcha." However, I praise simcha. I praise rejoicing and merriment. How are we to understand this contradiction? Then on the one hand, Kohelet at the beginning of his work seems to understand simcha as pointless, as frivolous, as unnecessary, as useless. Whereas later on, Kohelet praises it to something that is worthwhile and makes life worth living. How do we understand this contradiction? I believe the way to understand this is to focus, to analyze what type of simcha we are embracing. What type of simcha is being incorporated into our lives? What Kohelet frequently rebukes or demeans the value of, or realizes that there is no value in, is the type of unbridled centering of simcha, of pleasure, of seeking greater wealth, that is the type of simcha which produces nothing. Mazo osa. Whereas Rashi, commenting on Kohelet's praise of simcha in chapter 8, emphasizes that with the type of simcha that Kohelet is describing here, is sameach bechelko, one who is satisfied with their lot, with their portion in life. And similarly, the simcha that comes from Hashem's mitzvot, which are described as mitzvamchei lev, which gladden or provide joy to the heart. What Rashi is emphasizing here is that the type of simcha that is worthwhile is simcha that is in the context of Torah and mitzvot, gratitude and satisfaction with the life that we live. When we look at the broader context of chapter 8 of Kohelet, we see that there's much more richness to this verse of Kohelet's praise of simcha. The end of the verse states, "V'hu yilvenu va'amalo yimei chayav asher tachas asher natan lo ha'eloki." This simcha, that much may accompany him alongside of his toils for the days of his life that God has granted him. So what we see from this verse, what we see from this later verse that praises simcha, is that it is simcha that goes along with amel, with work, with toil, with an honest living, with working to make the world a better place and to improve the lives of those around us. It is simcha that comes in the context of gratitude and recognition of God as the person who has given every single day to us and given us gifts every single day. The context, the focus on this type of joy that is helpful, that is beneficial, that is good, that is something that makes life meaningful, is simcha, it's joy that is in the context of Torah and mitzvot, working for an honest living and a better world. And that comes in the gratitude, in the context of gratitude for the gifts that Hashem gives us every single day, even when we live in a world that can at times be confusing and challenging to understand. May this be the message and the type of simcha that we always embrace. Simcha that comes in the context of gratitude, Torah, mitzvot, and striving for a better world and an honest life. We'll continue with Tehillim Kaf, with Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, yancha Adonai biyom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion, yisadeka, yizkor mikol minchotzacha ve'olasecha yidash nesela, yiten lecha chil vavecha v'chol atasecha yimalei, Nirana Vishua Sakha Vishem Elohenu Nid Gol Imalay Adonai Komishalo Secha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshiko Yane Humishme Kocho Vikburos Yesha Yemino E Levarecha Ve Elevasim Vanach Nubishem Adonai Elohenu Natkir Hey Makar Uvena Falu Vanach Nukam Nuvani Sardad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yane Nuvio Makor Enu. Psalm 23, Tehillim Kaf Gemel. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzar, binos desha yar bitzini, al mei menuchos yinah aleni, nafshi yishovev yancheni v'magle, tzedek l'ma'an shemo, gam ki eilech begeit al maves, lo yirara, ki ata imadi, shivtecha umishantecha, heima yinah amuni, ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorai, Dishanta Vashemin Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achto Vachasad Yerdifuni Kol Yemei Chayai Vishavti Viveis Adonai Leorech Yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalo Sefzainai El Heari Me'ain Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Oseh Shamaim Va'aret Al Yitein Lamot Raklecha Al Yanuhum Shomerecha Ine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tilcha al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka ve'areach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seisecha uvoecha me'ataha ve'ad olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir ha'ma'alos mimamakim kirasticha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli tihyana oznecha kashivos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmar yah Adonai mihi yamod. Ki imcha hasalicha l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai ki visan nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim l'boker shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai achaset v'harbei mokidut. V'hu yifdes Yisrael mikohu levonosahav. Tehillim Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil l'David b'hiyosov ha'ma'ara sefila koli el Adonai ezak koli el Adonai eskanan. Eshpoch l'fanav sichi tzarasi l'fanav agid. He's atef alai ruchi v'ata yadata yisivasi be'orach zu ahalech tamufach li habet yamin ur'e ve'en li makir avad manos mimeni ein doresh manafshi za'akti eilecha adonai amarti ata machzi chelki ve'eret ha'chaim hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi me'od hatileni me'rod ba'ki amitsu mimeni. Hotziya mimasker nafshi lehodos es shemecha, bi yachziru tzadikin ki sigmol alai. Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim bitzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem yotiim mitzara levacha umeafela leora umishibu ligula hashasa vagala uizman kariv. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say, Amen. Mishaberach v'chayalei tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mi shebeirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayalei tzva hagana liYisrael v'anshei kochos ha'bitachon, haomdim al mishmar arseinu v'arei Eloheinu, migvul halvanon v'ad midbar Mitzrayim u'min hayam hagadol ad lebo ha'arava, u'v'chol makom shehem v'yabasha ba'aviru v'yam, yitein Adonai es oyveinu hakamim aleinu nigasim lifneihem, hakadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויישרם בחסר ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיעכם, ונאמר אמן. וישברך לשבויים, a prayer for those being held in captivity. Mi shebeirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yintzor es nedrei tzva hagana liYisrael u'shvuyav ve'es kol acheinu hanesunim b'tzara u'v'shivya bavur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh mitpalel bavuram hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotziehem mechoshech ketzal maves u'mosrotehem yinatek u'mitzukotehem yoshiehem v'yishivehem mehera lechek mishpachotehem. Yodu l'Adonai chazdo v'niflosav l'zne adam, v'ikuyam b'hem mikra shekasuv, uftuyei Adonai yishivu nuvot yon berina, v'simcha sololam al rosham sason v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar amen. Mishaberach l'cholim, prayer for the sick. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aron David u'Shlomo, Bu yivarech v'rapei es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Mimam L'Raposam L'Chazikam L'Chayosam V'Yishlach Lahem Meira HaKuvash Lama Min HaShamayim L'Ramach Evarehem U'Shasa Gideham V'Sof Shach Alei Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashta Bagala V'Zman Karehiv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Keen. Look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, and here to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Of course, I encourage you, even though the program does not meet again until Monday, to still take advantage each day, whether at 1 o'clock or any time, to recite our tefillin together. We'll resume again next week on Monday. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. And everyone, wonderful Shabbos.